Greetings and blessings, dear friends. This is the fifth video in this series on the Ten Sefirot as portals of presence, including but expanding on the IJM practice. In the first three videos, we focused on the Sefirot of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, corresponding to the portals of the heart, the body, and awareness itself from the IJM practice. In the last video, we explored Netzach as the portal of regular daily practice. In this video, we'll move on to the fifth of the seven lower sefirot, called Hod, which can mean glory or majesty, as well as gratitude. So we might say that this quality of gratitude, of being deeply appreciative of the gifts we're receiving, as opposed to taking things for granted or complaining and so on, is really a majestic quality that highlights the higher glory of human potential. For our purposes, we'll focus on Hod as the counterpoint to Netzach. In the last video, we related Netzach to the persistence of daily practice, to really committing and organizing your life so that you can do some kind of avodah every day. Netzach, therefore, is about transformation, about effort, about deciding and committing to make a difference through your avodah. Hod, on the other hand, is a kind of stepping back from the effort of avodah and really just appreciating the opportunity to do your spiritual work at all. It's also gratitude for the fact that every moment is an opportunity to practice, not just the special times you set aside. So in this sense, there are really two levels to avodah: the special times you set aside to meditate on one hand, and the constant opportunity to practice presence in every situation on the other. There's an interesting Torah passage that hints at these two levels of avodah. The Torah reading Parshat Bahar opens by talking about Shabbat not as a day of rest for people, but as a rest for the land. It says, Ki tavau el haaretz asher ani noten lachem, v'shavta haaretz Shabbat Lashem. When you come into the land that I give you, the land will rest a Shabbat for the divine. It then goes on to explain what it means for the land to rest. Shesh shanim tizra sadecha v'shesh shanim tizmor karmecha v'asafta tevuata. 6 years you will plant your field, prune your vineyard, and gather in your produce. Uvashana hashvi'it shabbat shabbaton yihye la'aretz. But the seventh year should be a Sabbath of Sabbaths for the land. Don't plant your field or prune your vineyard. Now, the Torah doesn't talk much about vegetables. When it refers to planting fields, it's mostly talking about grain, and from the grain is made the ancient staple, bread. Pruning vineyards is, of course, a reference to grapes that are made into wine. Now, wine and bread are not only basic foods, they're also sacramental foods, forming the ritual part of sacred meals on Shabbat and festivals. In fact, the first mention of this is in Bereshit 14:18, when Malkitzedek, the priest king of Shalem, blesses Avraham and brings him bread and wine. I heard once from a friend a special teaching that he heard from Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach of blessed memory. He pointed out that wine is something that gets better and better with age. You pay more for wine depending on how old it is. Bread, on the other hand, has to be fresh. No one wants a 50-year-old loaf of bread. Similarly, there's an aspect of the spiritual path that's ancient and an aspect that's fresh and new. For example, Torah, and really the whole Jewish tradition, is ancient, and there's a special richness in that. Even though there are plenty of passages in the Torah that might seem wrong and even disturbing, that's offset in a sense by the richness of being connected to a lineage that's many thousands of years old. And yet, that richness doesn't really come to life unless it's combined with fresh new insights and interpretations. No one wants to hear the same old canonized interpretations over and over again. For the tradition to really be alive, it also has to be like bread. We need chidushim, new insights. On a deeper level, the very practice of presence also contains these two aspects. On one hand, there's nothing more ancient than the present moment. There's nothing that's ever existed that didn't exist in the space of its own present. That's why one of the names of God is Atik Yomin, the Ancient of Days. And when you become fully present to the ancient space of this moment, there is an intoxication as you drink in the wine of being. At the same time, in becoming present to that which is most ancient, there's also a spontaneous letting go of mental and emotional baggage from the past so that everything in your experience becomes alive and new like a freshly baked challah. And what do you do when you open Shabbos with a kos yayin, a full cup of wine, and a fresh challah? You say brachot, blessings of gratitude for the bounty, for the intoxication, and for the nourishment. And that's hod, gratitude for the majestic meal that is now before you. In this case, the wine and bread are metaphors for avodah, spiritual practice. Which brings us back to the two levels of practice I mentioned at the beginning. Just as bread has to be fresh and constant, we eat food more or less every day, so too your practice of presence is always new when you apply it to this ever-changing moment. It never gets old. And just as wine is best when it is old, so too it's also good to set aside special times to chant the ancient sacred words of Torah and prayer and to become intoxicated by their richness. The more you make both of these levels of avodah part of your life, the more you begin to realize that there's really nothing to do except avodah. Everything in life becomes a form of spiritual practice. And so to affirm this, we'll chant the next two words of the Aleinu prayer from Devarim 4:39, Ein Od, there is nothing else. Meaning, there's nothing but the opportunity to practice presence in every moment and in every situation. Let's sing. Thank you. and the 10 Sefirot meditation, bringing your awareness to the crown of your head, to Keter. You can touch the crown of your head if you like, to bring your awareness there. Bringing to mind Hu Eloheinu Ein Od. Existence is divinity, and there is nothing else. Atahu, Atahu, now is it, now is the divine. And bringing your right hand to cup the right side of your skull. This is Chokhmah, wisdom, in this case meaning consciousness or awareness. Bringing to mind Emet Malkeinu, Efes Zulato, truth is king. The truth of this moment as it is an intimate connection with truth. And there is nothing in your experience but the truth of whatever your experience is in this moment. And bringing your left hand to the left side of your skull, this is Bina, understanding. And the understanding is that everything that you're perceiving in this moment on all levels, all of that is not separate from the consciousness that's perceiving it. Your physical body, your feelings, your thoughts, your memories, your sensations, all are arising in consciousness. So the Bina, the understanding, is that there's one experience happening right now, one reality. Kakatuv betorato, as it's written in the Torah, bringing your hands together into prayer pose, palms connected in front of your mouth. Viadata hayom, you shall know today, which means connecting with this moment. And this is the sphere of dat, which means knowledge, but the knowledge that comes from intimate connection, not mere intellectual knowledge. Bidchilu urchimu, in awe and in love, leyached shem, to unify the name, yod hei bavav hei, biyechud ha-shalim, in perfect unity, b'shem kol Yisrael, in the name of the tradition of Israel. This is the unification, once again, of awareness with form. And bringing your right hand to your heart. This is the sphere of chesed, of loving kindness. V'hashevota el levavecha, returning your awareness to your heart. And this is the mitzvah of ahavat Hashem, love of the divine as expressed in ve'ahavta et Hashem Elohecha. You shall love existence, being, which is your divinity, with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. And so taking the attitude of lovingly offering your awareness to this moment as it is with lecha, breathing in. Lecha. And with your right hand on your heart, taking your left hand and bringing it to your belly. This is the sphere of Givura. Strength, that is the strength of continuously returning your attention again and again to your physical body. And that's the mitzvah of Yirat Hashem, awe of the divine, meaning attentiveness, careful attentiveness to connect your awareness with your body and the present moment so that it's not wandering away in its own impulses. Bringing to mind Ki Hashem Hu Ha Elohim. Ki Hashem, because existence or being, Hu Ha Elohim. It is the divinity that is embodied in your physical form. So bringing your awareness down into your hips and down through your legs and into your feet and toes. And shining upward into your lungs and heart. And down into your shoulders and arms, hands and fingers. And shining upward into your face, your skull, your nervous system, bringing a little smile to your lips. and affirming this commitment to be present in your body with the word naaseh, we will do. Breathing in. Naaseh. And keeping your connection with your body, bringing your right hand to touch your forehead. This is the portal of awareness itself and the sphera of Tiferet, grace, beauty, harmony. Because this is the open space which does not judge, which accepts everything and allows everything to be part of the one harmony. And this is the mitzvah of Kiddushim Tihyu, you shall be holy, meaning you shall be not entangled, not trapped by anything, simply the open space within which everything is arising. And affirming your identity as the space of awareness with Vinishma, we will hear, breathing in. Vinishma. And bringing your right hand palm up to your right thigh. This is the sphere of Netzach, of victory, eternity, persistence. This is the persistence of daily spiritual practice. And so may it be your will, Hashem, that through our consistency and coming back again and again to this practice, that your realization should blossom in this body, mind, and this nervous system more and more. And this is Ve'al Ha'aretz Mitachat, upon the earth below. Meaning in the earthiness of our lives, we set aside special time to do our avodah, our spiritual practice. And affirming this commitment once again with naaseh, we will do. Breathing in. Naaseh. And bringing left hand palm up to the left thigh. This is hod. Glory, majesty, and gratitude. In this case, gratitude for the opportunity to practice. Mode ani lefanecha, we give thanks before you. And this is also the mitzvah, ve'achalte v'savata uve'rachta et Hashem Elohecha. You shall eat and be satisfied and bless the divine from which your gifts are coming. This is particularly referring to when you eat food and you say a blessing of gratitude. But really, it's the blessing of gratitude in general for all the richness that you're receiving and experiencing. In this case, giving thanks for the opportunity, the constant opportunity to practice. And so bringing to mind the words, ein od, there is nothing else, meaning there is no situation within which we can't practice. We can always apply practice, always fresh, always new, and ever applicable to any situation that we're in by becoming present and opening ourselves to it. And so affirming our gratitude for the practice with the word lecha, for you, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing hands together in prayer pose once again in front of your chest this time. This is the sphere of Yesod, meaning foundation. In this case, it's the foundation of how you live in the world, how you act toward others. And so may it be your will, Hashem, that the fruit of this practice should manifest in words and actions and even thoughts of blessing, bringing to mind that the purpose is letaken olam, to heal or to fix the world, to do tikkun olam. And we affirm this intention once again with naaseh, we will do, breathing in. Naaseh. And finally opening hands, palms upward. This is the sphere of Malchut, the kingdom. bringing to mind B'malachut Shaddai, that everything is in the kingdom of Shaddai, the kingdom of the source of all, that is all nurturing. And so we affirm our trust that everything is simply the divine unfolding, whether all of these meditations and intentions seem to be coming to fruit or not coming to fruit, it's all simply Hashem, and so there's a complete trust in all of that. Eftach, eftach, velo efchad, I will trust and I will not fear. So affirming this once again with Vinishma, this openness of trust, breathing in. Venishma. Amen. Kiss in your hands. Opening yourself open-heartedly to this moment as it is, returning awareness again and again to the body, feeling yourself as the open space of awareness, resonating Atahu, 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 and we'll sit together for 7 minutes. And closing with the three portals, hand on your heart, offering yourself to this moment with Lecha. Lecha. And bringing left hand to your belly, connecting with your body, especially with the flow of your breathing, with Naaseh. Breathing in. Naaseh. Right hand touching your forehead, aware of the space of awareness itself, with Vinishma. Vinishma. Atahu, until next time.